Welcome back to the show. Randy Jones with me. I'm Mike Grace. Getting you ready for two games with the Minnesota Twins. And to join us to talk about the Twins on the Cholula Hotline is Mike Berardino from the St. Paul Pioneer Press. He can be found at Mike Berardino on Twitter. Mike, how you doing today?
I'm good, guys. What's going on?
Just finishing up a decent homestand for us here and headed up your way. Want to get a little insight on the Twins and kind of an interesting situation here in that they almost have identical records, one game apart, kind of similar situations. I think we talked earlier in that, you know, I think you had said that if the Twins got to a 500 record this year, that would probably be a successful season. Curious just, you know, what's gone right, what's gone wrong for this team to be in the situation that they're in now.
Well, you know, they made their big move. Since the Twins were out there in San Diego in May, the big move they made was a couple weeks after that in picking up Kendrys Morales and signing him off the free agent heap. And they held him for about 7 weeks. And that was it because he just didn't really hit for them the way they had hoped. And the team didn't take off. The team actually had a worse record when he was there. He just could not get rolling fast enough. He could put in the effort. He set new records for swings taken in the cage, but he was having his spring training as a Twin, really, and in the major leagues, and that's a tough way to go.
Well, Mike, they sure picked on the White Sox here of late. Looked like a different team for 3 days.
Yeah, that's a great place to hit, Randy, isn't it? I mean, everybody who goes in there looks like they know what they're doing at the plate, and tough place to pitch, but what we saw on Sunday in the eighth and ninth inning, was just a total meltdown by the White Sox. It was just crazy. It was really an embarrassment for them. They heard the boos. 23 hits for the Twins, two on Sunday, two shy of the franchise high all time. So they had some fun there, and we'll see if they can carry it over. And this week, I don't think they're going to carry it over to that extent, but just the runners in scoring position have been such a problem for them. And even within that game, they're 2-for-10 in scoring position the first 7 innings, and 8-for-12 in the last 2. So it was almost like 2 separate games.
Now, why do I think that probably is driving Ronnie Gardenhire out of his mind? You know?
And Tom Bernanski, the hitting coach, too. There's a guy who could just do it himself. I'm sure there's times he'd like to grab the bat and go up there and hit for these young guys who seem to tense up or fail to put the ball in play. I mean, it's been a frustration. They're in the bottom 5, I believe, still in overall batting average of runners and scoring position. So that's something to watch in the final 2 months, see who can really take a step forward and sustain it and become do what Kurt Suzuki, a veteran, has been able to do. And he gets about 320, 330 at clutch spots. And they just haven't had the guys who can do that consistently.
It's interesting you talk about the last 2 months of the season, and with the strength of the Twins farm club and some of these huge prospects eventually coming up here probably in the near future, you feel like guys are kind of either playing for their job in the near future or maybe even auditioning for a job somewhere else just with some of these likely stars coming up behind them.
That very term was used by Ron Gardenhire the other day, audition, and they were talking about the rotation there, but that's what it is. I mean, it's up and down the lineup for the most part. There's certain guys, now Suzuki's one of them, who signed through next year. But obviously Joe Mauer's not going anywhere, and a few others, Brian Dozier. But there's plenty of guys, too, that aren't just, like you say, not just trying to get a spot with the Minnesota Twins in 2015, but somewhere in baseball if it doesn't happen here. So that's kind of the dynamic of the final 2 months.
Well, Mike, how do the arms look for Minnesota, though? I mean, some young prospects, or are they pretty happy with what they have right now?
Well, the bullpen overall has been, pretty good for a couple of years now, but there could still be changes there as guys like Jared Burton might be on the move, or even a Brian Dunsing as their salaries start to climb a little bit, and there's younger guys pushing from below. In the rotation, the two names, you're not going to see them in this series, but I think people who follow the Twins are hoping to see them in the final 6 weeks or so, and into the rotation. It'd be Trevor May and Alex Meyer coming up from Rochester at some point, when those are two of their top 10 prospects and guys who have the ability to miss bats and be workhorse types for them, and 200-inning kind of guys, staples of the rotation for years to come. So they're not here yet, but they're getting close.
with the trade deadline just passing and now into the waiver trade deadline period here, Josh Willingham's been a pretty hot name. Have you heard any movement on him? Will he get through waivers, do you think? And is it likely that he's going to move to a contending ball club?
Well, that's a two-part thing. Parts. One is they've got to put him on waivers and see if anybody claims him, like you say. And I don't know that he's been put out there yet. I've not learned that. Last year, they waited until around the third week of August to put Willingham on waivers, and the Orioles were the ones who claimed him. They have Nelson Cruz now, so that's probably not a fit. The other thing that needs to happen whenever they decide to put Josh Willingham on waivers, who's, you know, he's going to be a free agent at the end of the year, 35 years old, proven commodity when he's healthy, is he needs to get hot at the plate. And even in that 23-hit game, the one guy in the one spot in the lineup that didn't produce multiple hits in this crazy game on Sunday was Willingham. He was 1-for-7 with 3 strikeouts. So scouts who are on this team and opposing front offices who are in a pennant race are going to want to see him really heat up, and he can certainly do that. He's healthy. His wrist is fine. His legs are under him. He just has not had one of those weeks where he hits 4 or 5 home runs and reminds you what he's capable of. So as far as whether he would pass through waivers, he's owed about $2.25 million for the final 2 months, and I would have to think that off of what he did the first 4 months, he would clear waivers, and then it's just a matter of finding a match.
Interesting stuff. We're talking to Mike Berardino from the St. Paul Pioneer Press. With the lack of success recently, are Terry Ryan or Ron Gardenhire falling out of favor with the fans, the organization, or are they pretty well settled in and going to be sticking around for a while, in your opinion?
Well, they're not going anywhere, those guys. And it really, sure, there's some fan unrest when you're looking at a 4 straight year of 90-plus losses. They're back on that pace, just right around 90 losses potentially. But ownership, the Pollad family, firmly behind Terry Ryan as general manager, firmly behind Ron Gardenhire, who's working in the first year of a 2-year extension. There's no pressure on those guys. If any change were to happen, it would be because they wanted those two individuals decided to step away. And at this point, we have no indication that they're ready to throw their hands up and give up on trying to bring the Twins back to where they were for a 9-year period, six American League Central titles in 9 years. They still believe they can get back, just like Padre people believe they can get you guys back there where you were. So, I mean, that's just the ebb and flow of baseball, and those two guys are a big reason why those who follow the Twins, the ones who are rational about it, would realize that it's not as far away as it feels sometimes.
Mike, you're absolutely right. Old teammate Ronnie Gardenhire with the Mets, and there's no way. I know he's not going nowhere. I know him. He's going to hang around. He's a bulldog. He wants to bring back a winner. I know that.
Yeah. Now, a lot like Tom Kelly went through near the end of his career. You know, they'd had 4 straight losing seasons, some of them really big-time losing seasons, but he got him back into a second-place finish before he turned it over to Gardy back after the 2001 season. And I don't see a scenario where Gardenhire steps away until they get back to winning ways. And at that point, he says right out, he doesn't want to do this forever, but it was so good for so long. And like you know, he's going to want to get it back right before he turns it over to whoever.
Really great stuff from Mike Berardino. Mike, really appreciate your time today, giving us some insight on the Twins and everything coming up with this series. Best of luck, and enjoy the rest of your season, man.
Thanks, Mike.
All right, see you guys. Thank you.
Special thanks to Mike Berardino joining us on the Cholula Hotline. Cholula Hot Sauce, the flavorful hot sauce with the iconic wooden cap. For a punch of delicious jalapeno and poblano, check out the green pepper sauce flavor today. Padre Social Hour will continue more right after this.